The U.S. relies on more than 2 million seasonal farm workers to cultivate and harvest crops. Workers in central Illinois are now heading out into the fields amid concerns about COVID-19 outbreaks. Side Effects Public Media's Christine Herman reports on efforts to try to keep workers safe.
Maricel Mendoza grew up in a family that traveled from Texas to Illinois every year for her parents' jobs as contractors with a large seed company.
My parents' siblings were migrants. My grandparents were migrants. So it was just something that was the norm for me.
As a teen, she spent several summers out in the fields herself, detasseling corn. That meant yanking off the pollen-producing top portion of plants to promote crossbreeding with nearby varieties, creating hybrid seed corn.
It's long days. You know, your bus is leaving before the sun comes up. You're working in the rain, you're working in mud, you're working with bugs.
Today, Mendoza directs a small clinic in central Illinois that provides medical services to the hundreds of farm workers that arrive here each summer and fall, mostly from southern U.S. states and Mexico. This year, the clinic is working with companies and health departments to test everyone for COVID-19. The goal is to clamp down on cases before they spread. Lately, they've been traveling the state, setting up outdoor mobile clinics under tents. Mendoza says she thought workers might be hesitant to get tested, since a positive result would mean missing out on work.
But, you know, every COVID testing site we've set up that I've been at, you've seen people willingly come and line up and wanting to get the test done. And, you know, they have questions and they're wearing their masks.
Mendoza's clinic is part of the Community Health Partnership of Illinois. It's one of many federally funded health clinics whose work is critical now, says Sylvia Partida.
When the pandemic first started and we were just beginning to hear about the impact on farm workers, we knew it was coming. You know, you just knew that it was going to get worse and worse and worse.
Partida is CEO of the National Center for Farmworker Health, based in Texas. Many patients at the migrant clinics they support across the U.S. live below the federal poverty line and lack health insurance. The vast majority are Hispanic or Latino, populations that have been disproportionately hurt by COVID-19. She says no one is systematically tracking COVID-19 cases among farm workers, but her organization has compiled reports showing at least 3,000 workers across 15 states have tested positive, and several have died. Partida worries that social distancing is difficult out in the fields and in the dorm-style housing and the buses that transport workers to and from field sites. She says the lack of a coordinated federal response is putting workers at risk.
Now we're in a situation where we don't want interruptions in our food supply. And so that means we're sacrificing individuals that are doing that work.
I have a lot of concerns about all of it.
Chicago-based attorney Miguel Keberline Gutierrez has spent years providing legal services to migrant workers in Illinois.
The system is absolutely historically been set up to exploit people. People continue to take jobs because for a lot of them, it's the only option they actually have.
At least one Midwest company says it's offering paid time off for those who need to isolate or quarantine. It's also encouraging testing and providing workers with masks. But Keberline Gutierrez worries about the lack of accountability and the inability of overburdened health departments to enforce state and federal guidelines. And Mendoza, with the Central Illinois Clinic, says it takes 5 days to get test results, which may allow COVID-19 to spread.
It's always a concern, you know, that we're not doing enough or don't have enough resources, or what can we do to do better? We're constantly having that conversation.
So far, she's aware of at least one worker in Illinois who's tested positive. As detasseling season kicks off, she's just hoping more workers don't get sick. I'm Christine Herman, Side Effects Public Media.
This story was produced in partnership with the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting.